This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The Federal Reserve ended its most recent meeting. These are the meetings where it decides whether and how to nudge the economy to fight inflation or boost employment. For now, it is just keeping interest rates in the economy where they are. But what about the future? Diane Swonk is chief economist at tax audit and advisory firm KPMG and joins us to talk about it. Hi, Diane.
Good morning.
So let's first talk about what the Fed says about the future. It projected a stronger economy than originally expected this year. What did it project about inflation?
Well, the overall inflation rate, it held unchanged by the end of the year, but underlying inflation, stripping out food and energy, it had a little bit higher inflation there, and that reflects some of their stronger growth forecasts and the somewhat higher inflation we've seen in January and February. They're acknowledging that the economy is stronger than they thought, and with it comes a little bit more heat.
So if we are going to have a little bit more inflation than maybe we'd hoped, that means that the Fed is not as inclined to cut interest rates as much this year?
Well, their median forecast stayed at 3 cuts, but that median, you know, what goes into it matters. And there's now 9 participants of the 19 in the meeting that are looking for 2 cuts or less instead of 3 cuts. So, you know, on average, they do expect to get the 3 cuts this year, but you can see that sort of hesitancy to cut too rapidly. And what's important is, you know, when the Fed's talking about quarter point cuts, it's not talking about stimulating the economy. It's talking about removing some of the restraint it has. And that's, you know, a very different kind of concept than we've seen in terms of rate cuts in the past. And I think a lot of people think of rate cuts as either stimulating or, you know, tightening to snuff out growth. And neither has happened.
Mm. Do we have any idea of where they will land? Like, what will be normal interest rates by the time we are done with this?
So that's another place they changed a little bit and moved up what they thought the non-inflationary rate was, that they think will end up at a higher rate ultimately over the next sort of 3 to 5 years than they did pre-pandemic. And one of the issues the Fed is grappling with is that we're in a world now that is much more susceptible to everything from supply chain shocks to armed conflicts to climate change and the effects of that. And all of those things can trigger unwanted bouts of inflation and force the Fed to have to be a little more restrictive than they did in the past. And ultimately, they just want to make inflation not matter to anyone's decisions.
Diane Swonk, chief economist at KPMG, thank you so much.
Thank you.